Acting Chairman, it is 6:02. Mr. McMackins?
Here.
Ms. Duggan?
Here.
Mr. Mullins?
Here.
Ms. Gannon?
Here.
Chairman Thomas?
Here.
Acting Chairman, you have five present, none absent. You have a quorum, sir.
All right, we'll start off with item one. Approve revised agenda, which I presume are in red. Is that right?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. We added item E, approve Abigail Olson for the non-faculty assistant for girls soccer. And also, we added a Eastside Elementary School to do the same Cannon contract as Cannon County High School.
I'd like a motion on the revised agenda. Approve the revised agenda.
A second.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Duggan, to revise the agenda, adding in the consent agenda E, approve Abigail Olson as non-faculty assistant for girls soccer, and number five, adding Eastside Elementary School contract with Cannon for copiers per the State of Tennessee contract. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Duggan?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
All right, item two is consent agenda of 1 minute. We have A, B, C, D, and E. A being improvements of the June 10th, 2021 and June 28th meetings of the board. You want to do this as a group?
That's fine.
Approve Danny Ruin be a non-faculty assistant for middle grade girls basketball. Approve Kendra Smith and Jessie Owens for assistant for girls high school basketball. No bus trips. And approve Abigail Olson for non-faculty assistant girls soccer.
I'm assuming Abigail's going to go through all the drill tests and right now.
Yes, sir. All assistant coaches and goes through the background check and drug test.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
A second.
Any discussion?
Any discussion?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Duggan, to approve the consent agenda. A, approve the minutes of the June 10th, 2021 and June 28th, 2021 meetings of the board. B, approve Danny Rulin to be a non-faculty assistant for middle grades girls basketball. C, approve Kendall Smith and Jesse Owen for assistant for Cannon County High School girls basketball. D, no bus trips. And E, approve Abigail Olson as non-faculty assistant for Cannon County High School girls soccer. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Duggan?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
All right, moving on. Safety report was coming to workshop.
It was not, Mr. Chairman. Sorry. It was not.
We were supposed to cover it.
Ms. Bonnie was on vacation, so I've asked her tonight to come and to make a quick safety report in regard to the latest in Cannon County Schools regarding safety.
Quick, he said. One pager for, you did, the Tennessee's Together student survey that we did. I thought this was really good to look at so that you could see at a glance the information. We'll be using that throughout the year with some of the programs that we're doing, but I really like the one-pager. We'll get that to our press and out to the public, and principals will be getting that, receiving that, and that will guide some of our programs for the year. Safety grant opens July 21st. We have our assessments done. We've received the data. going to continue working on communications. Since this is an open board meeting, I'll leave it at that. We will talk more. Mr. Curtis can fill you in on what that's going to look like, but we still need to finish some projects with communications. So that's what we'll do with that money, but it's going to be a busy month and a half to try to get that written and get it submitted. We did finally get final approval on our ELC, is that right?
Correct.
Grant. We will be meeting with Nurse Leslie. She's leading that project on purchasing kits so that we can do rapid tests at school. We have to keep our faculty at school if they have symptoms. But that's still a work in progress, so I don't have anything really to say about that because Nurse Leslie's been on vacation. When she comes back next week, we're going to start that process. But that is going to lead to some building improvements as well through that money, a parking lot that we discussed before. Basically, that's about it. We're getting ready to start school, so those compliances have been built, and they're ready to go. So lots of things have been going on this summer. That's about it.
I gave a report after the budget workshop, so nothing's changed there, except she did want me to remind you about your deadlines that you've got coming up. That these deadlines are funds, ESSER 2.0 has to be spent by 2023, correction, by 2022, and then ESSER 3.0 by 2023. So she'll be glad, she'll be sending you some updates here in the very near future regarding the public feedback.
Any discussion on that? All right. Move on to five. Approve the Cannon contract for Campbell High School at Eastside Elementary. And that would be affecting Courtney Nichols and Klein Foster.
Mr. Chairman, if you look in your packets, board members look at your packets and you saw the contracts for Cannon County High School. Ms. Connie contacted me just like the day after and said, hey, can we do that also since our contract is up? These are nearly identical contracts, maybe a little bit of differences in some, but you're looking at theirs that you've got copies of also now too. So good deals using the Tennessee State contract with Cannon, saving us multiple dollars. So Ms. Connie's here if you have any questions.
I make a motion we approve those contracts.
I second.
Need a roll call.
Motion made by Ms. Duggan, seconded by Mr. Mullins, to approve the State of Tennessee Cannon contract for Cannon County High School and Eastside Elementary School for copiers. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Duggan?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Six. Approve the Department of Exceptional Learners' contract with Rutgers County Academy for 2021 school year. Mr. Chairman.
We talked about this at the workshop, Mr. Chairman. You have Ms. Dooley's letter in regarding a special needs student that we will need to be utilizing the services of Rutherford County Academy for 2021-22.
I'm making a motion to go with the three.
I'll second.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Duggan, to approve the Department of Exceptional Learner to contract with Rutherford County Academy for the 21-22 school year for services. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Duggan?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Five ayes, no nays. Motion carries, Mr. Chairman.
Number seven, amended budget in regards to $0.01 increase by county commissions for non-certified employees.
Mr. Chairman, this was to acknowledge the $0.01 increase by the Cannon County Commission to the FY22 GP budget, and to state publicly that this increase will be applied to non-certified personnel salaries. And this increase, whatever penny brings, which right now is approximately $26,640, is what a penny brings for Cannon County. So this will be applied across the board to non-certified personnel in regard to their salaries. We'll have to do a budget amendment on this, but we are in the process, Douglas Jennings is in the process of making that so in the new budget. So we'll probably come back in August meeting with a budget, amendment that would make it so that those funds would be expended to do so. We've also talked about in the workshop setting in regard to our hard-working non-certified personnel, making sure that those individuals will receive a one-time stipend of $1,000 in the ESSER 3.0 funding. Hopefully that'll be done in the month of November is what we're looking at doing. So our non-certified folks have worked really, really hard, particularly our custodians during the pandemic, and we want to recognize those efforts. So you won't have to do anything on this, Mr. Chairman, except we will acknowledge, the board acknowledged that publicly that we did that. It'll be in the minutes.
And number eight, which is the big stack of policies for June. We've got July coming up. So if we can, we're going to try to do this as a blanket and not read all those like we did the other night.
Mr. Chairman, we did work, we said that we were going to hold that one, but Ms. Bonnie worked very, very, very hard on the attendance policy. And so she's going to give you some information, if I can take just a moment, to give you information regarding this policy. Again, this is a policy with attendance, that's policy 6.200, and she's giving you a copy of the attendance intervention tiers, board policy 6.200. You have that in your email that I sent you on 6.200. So she did incredible work coming back to do this, and I want to commend Ms. Bonnie on doing this because there's a lot of changes from state law in this policy.
Basically, we were already meeting the policy because we had adopted the attendance tiers 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and the total law changed. But what we've done is we've taken the new law and we have added the exact language in our tiers so that principals will have those in their hands.
At least I can't hear you.
Sorry, Lisa. We've added...
Here goes, Mr. Cofer's going to get you the mic. There you go.
The exact language so that there's no misunderstanding for anyone. Everything that we do, I've listed in the tiers. It tells you the exact days that students would enter different tiers, and this is for unexcused absences. I want to make that clear. Not excused. We know that students get sick, we know they have business appointments, that type of thing. So this language is just clearing up what has to be done before a student can be cited in the court. And we take multiple steps before we ever file a petition for truancy. I want to commend Judge Melton and our truancy board of community members that work with me. We meet with families before we enter the courtroom that they're not filed, there's not been a petition filed. And we try to put procedures in place. But hopefully this language is really easy to follow. I'll be going over this with principals. They've been using this, a document very similar to this. And so it's just tweaked a little bit. But I wanted that in your hands so you would know. And parents will be getting the same notice that they get with handbooks, that we do have the attendance intervention tier plan in there aware of that when they get those phone calls, the first phone calls. We're trying to make contact with parents. That's the key, communication. You've got to have communication. And so I wanted to get that in your hands. I left out one thing on safety. We are developing our COVID protocol for this coming school year. Mr. Curtis has looked over the original draft. It's very short and sweet about what we're going to do. And we will follow the recommendations of the Department of Education on what we do to students who are sick and have to quarantine. And so he has that document. Once the principals see that and they put their input into it, then he'll be sending that to you. So that's also something we work on this week. Thank you.
You think this is going to, do you think this will increase the number or decrease?
No, it always decreases. It always. Our numbers in chronic absences before COVID were very low, some of the lowest in the state. We went from, I don't have the exact figures, but somewhere around 12% chronically, and that chronically absent does take into consideration excused absences. My work is just for unexcused. I rely on the principals, and I work with them to develop programs to encourage kids to be at school. And number one thing is build relationships with those kids, so they want to be there. So we actually, our numbers have dropped every year, and we were down to like 5% at one point at some schools. So it has helped. Attendance here, if it's worked, is great, but you've got to work the plan. And the judge will not take a petition. You saw the last page of that document. The judge will not take a petition if that whole workbook is not being completed. I call it a workbook. But we also have some parents who will not work with us. They just will not. And if that's the case, then there is a part of the new law that says that we can go directly to the juvenile judge if we make documentation and show that we've tried numerous attempts. And we do. We go to homes. We do lots of things. So.
Last year, how many of you think you ended up actually ended up in court?
I only had two in court. And those were severe cases.
For the whole year?
For the whole year. And it was severe, like severe. There was some neglect. We really helped some children in those situations. That's usually what happens when we did go. There's something pretty dynamic going on.
And I'd like to say, Mr. Chairman, that Ms. Patterson does an excellent job, a great rapport with the court system, and working with the truancy court has been phenomenal in regard to that, because Judge Melton is very, very cooperative with us in doing that. So great relationship there. And we only continue to build upon that. But the new laws, these are the laws, and that's what we have to go by on those tiers. And that's helping our attendance. Hopefully attendance will be better this year under more normal conditions than we had in 2020, 2021.
I'll make a motion we approve all the June policies, or act on all except policy 4.204 and policy 4.205.
I'll second that motion.
Roll call.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Thomas, to approve policy revisions as proposed by TSBA to Cannon County Board of Education policies 1.8011, 2.806A, 3.205, 3.211, that's a new project planning, changing the current Cannon County Board of Education policy 3.211 to Cannon County policy number 3.213, 3.220, 4.101, 4.213, 4.301, 4.605, 4.700, 5.106, 5.802, 5.117, 5.200, 5.201, 6.200, 6.202, 6.319, 6.402, 6.300, 6.306, 6.4081, with the exception of policy number 4.204 and policy 4.205 to be acted upon at the August meeting of the board. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Duggan?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Ms. Chairman, five ayes, no nays. And we'll get those off the TSBA. Teresa will do that on Monday. And they will be inactive. They've been very, very good about adding the policies in to make the new policies on the website.
Chairman Thomas would like to address this on item 10 for a minute.
What about item 9? What about item 9?
I'm sorry. Approved resolutions to the 2001-2002 general fund budget, PP budget.
Mr. Chairman, this is a policy or a resolution, excuse me, that goes to the Cannon County Commission, and this is a budget amendment. It's the first one of the 21-22 year, and what this does is to assist us because we're getting all these grants, and these are grants that are reimbursement grants. So being reimbursement grants, these are grants that you've got to have the funds, and then the state pays you back for these funds. So the money is involved because you got to have it to give it, and that's what we're doing here. Be resolved by the Cannon County Board of Education meeting in regular session on July 15, 2021 to approve the following amendment to the 2021-2022 general purpose school budget. An amount of up to $100,000 will be transferred if needed from the 141 general fund to the 142 federal programs fund for cash flow until federal funds have been received for these funds. This amount will be maintained in subfund 999 until budgeted to return to the 141 general fund. This resolution will be presented to the Cannon County Commission in their meeting on August the 5th, 2020, 2021. This is necessary due to several large grants that have been awarded that run through federal projects. Federal projects has always had a very, very small cash balance. With the advent of these large grants, there is not enough cash on hand to cover the expenditures. Funds are only received on a reimbursement basis, so they must first be paid, and then a reimbursement request is submitted to the state.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Roll.
Motion made by Mr. McMackin, seconded by Ms. Duggan. Resolution to the 2021-2021 GP budget 21/22-1. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Duggan?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Now I yield to Chairman Thomas.
Thank you,
Hello.
I've been hearing her good.
Maybe she muted it in the morning.
Ms. Thomas, are you there? She is coming a long way away.
She's out and hopping on the signal.
Ms. Thomas, are you there?
She said something has happened.
Okay.
I think I know what she wanted to do. I believe she would like to take this this discussion on coaching supplements.
Is she back?
a special workshop?
Yes.
There she is.
Can you hear me now?
Hear you now.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just wanted to speak up on a couple of these matters. Some of us have been out of town, and some of us are going to be going out of town. And I know there's a lot of discussion and a lot of thoughts that we've all been having, as was seen in the workshop last week. And I think it would be good if we could call a special workshop where we could all sit down and be there and talk together to give a couple of these things some extra attention, the coaching supplement being one of them. And so I'm going to propose that in addition to next month's meeting, looking at some calendars and asking a few questions about when people were going to be in and out of town, if we could have a special call workshop on August the 5th at 6 p.m. at the board office, and in order to really nail down some things about the coaching supplements, and hopefully be able to look at what is proposed by Douglas and Mr. Curtis about the non-certified employees, exactly about how that increase is going to be divvied out. So that is what I would propose. I would also like to look into going ahead and taking care of something tonight. And I would think that would need to be in the form of a motion, but that one issue to be taken care of concerning these supplements is that they all be allocated throughout the year instead of a portion of them held to the very end of the school year.
I'll make a motion if we do that.
What I can do, Mr. Chairman, if you could, if you don't care, if we get the date can just be for informational purposes on August 5th. It's a special call workshop, not a meeting, but a workshop. That way we get the word out. And then on this motion for item 10, I'll just put 10A here, and then we'll go from there. So, Leith, if you can tell me that motion. If that motion is to make all athletic supplements or all coaching supplements.
Yes.
To be paid throughout the year, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'm going to put throughout the school year.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now that isn't in a MOU with the CCEA, but I don't think that would be a problem with that, with them on that. I will check with their president. Their new president is... It's starting, Ms. Josie Sizzle, but I don't think that would be a major problem with them and bringing in negotiations regarding that. I think most teachers would want that instead of not want that for them. I'm looking at our athletic director, but that's through the CCEA. Also, Coach Daniels here. So I will check on that, but I think your motion is germane, Mr. Chairman. You made the motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Mr. McMackins, seconded by Ms. Duggan, to make all coaching supplements to be paid throughout the school year. Is that the motion I'm hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
Discussion, I'm assuming.
Anybody got anything?
Can I clarify, is that for faculty and non-faculty coaches?
Non-faculty is only paid on a one-time deal. That's a one-time deal. And so I should probably say to make all coaching supplements or faculty coaching supplements. That would probably be better. Thank you, AD. That's why we pay you the big bucks. Let's say faculty faculty coaching supplements. And what that'll do, Letha, that will separate that from the ones we pay one time using a 1099 for those non-faculty coaches. So thank you, Mr. Athletic Director.
Yes, sir.
That way everybody would be getting a little bitty check every month if we don't do that for those coaches, for those coaches that are not, that are non-faculty.
Roll call.
Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Ms. Duggan.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, five ayes and no nays. And I will take care of that. I'll get that to Shannon Bacon. She is off on vacation, but I'll get that as soon as she arrives. There's no, yeah, I would go ahead and make a motion. I'll do that as the original 10 and that other one 10A. And so, and that would be to
move. I'll make a motion to move the discussion on coaching supplement to a special call workshop for August 5th, 2021. Is that right, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
6 p.m.
And where do you want that location at?
Board of Education.
Okay. Okay, you need to read the motion back?
Yeah,
motion made by Mr. Mullins, and did we get a second on that?
I'll second.
Okay, second by Ms. Duggan. To propose a special call workshop for August 5th, 2021, 6 p.m. at the Cannon County Board of Education Central Office to discuss coaching supplements and non-certified salaries. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion made by Mr. Mullins, seconded by Ms. Duggan, for a special call workshop for August 5th, 2021, 6 p.m., the Cannon County Board of Education Central Office to discuss coaching supplements and non-certified salaries. Mr. McMackins.
Aye.
Ms. Duggan.
Aye.
Mr. Mullins.
Aye.
Ms. Gannon.
Aye.
Chairman Thomas.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, five ayes, no nays.
Moving on to 11. Board retreat scheduled for Sunday, August 14th, 2021, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
That is
Mr. Torres.
That is Mr. Torres. Mr. Chairman, I talked with him earlier, well, yesterday. I kidded him. I was calling him from a beach in Florida, but Ben was talking about that, and he's going to get back and with us next week and give you the details in regard to the agenda. He wanted to know some things about the agenda, so I'll be contacting each of you in regarding the agenda for that board workshop. But he's good for September 14th all day. I mean August 14th, correction, August 14th for all day.
Any discussion about that? Anything you see? Any problems?
No, sir. Do you need a motion or just acknowledgement?
I think that's an acknowledgement. I don't think the motion is needed on that, and that's been said in a public meeting on what it is and what the time is going to be.
Okay, moving to 12. I defer to Chairman Thomas on 12.
I hope you guys can still hear me.
We can.
You're sounding good.
Great. I sent you guys, I shared a document with you guys today, so you would have it tonight. And it just was a little bit of an update on things that we decided at last month's meeting. And also just some other few tweaks to what we, our initial thoughts. I will continue to work on that. Within the days to come, we've had a few roundtable members that have decided to not join us for that. And so we've had a couple others that have joined. And we are, I'm also kind of looking through how facilitating that would look. And I'll have that final information and proposal to you guys for the August normal workshop and meeting. And that's about it, unless you guys have questions.
So is the roundtable discussion still on for August 26th?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it at the gym, or where is it exactly?
Is this the high school, but did she decide, did we decide where?
I think she...
The gym?
Alisa, do you have a place yet, or is that going to be in the upcoming days you're working on too?
Well, yeah, I think at the last meeting in my notes, I had taken down that we had preferred to do it at the high school again.
But in the gym or cafeteria, or do we know yet?
I have not secured that location. I need to speak with Mr. Nichols about which would be available to us.
Thank you.
I presume that's like the other one, right? Acknowledge that we're scheduling it.
And I would do that. I would probably put this one in the form of a motion, since you're going to be doing a special roundtable. That way the general public is aware of that, Mr. Chairman.
So we need to put that. Further information will be.
Yeah, I'm just going to put Cannon County High School. More information to follow.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Chairman, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, motion made by Mr. Mullen, seconded by Ms. Duggan, to conduct a roundtable forum on Thursday, August the 26th, 2021, 6 o'clock p.m. at Cannon County High School. More information to follow. Mr. McMackins?
Aye.
Ms. Duggan?
Aye.
Mr. Mullins?
Aye.
Ms. Gannon?
Aye.
Chairman Thomas?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, 4 ayes, no nays.
Aye, going.
Five. I'm sorry. 5 approved. No names.
Item 13 is the Director of Evaluation.
Mr. Chairman, you can see that Teresa has provided you a copy of that. I didn't see those results until earlier today. And you can see the 2019-2020 evaluation and the 2020-2021 Director of Schools evaluation. You can see the complete scores there, and Letha will scan that and get you a copy of that, since you're not here tonight. We'll get you a scanned copy of that. But you can see in the 2019-2021, a score of 3.97. You had the administrator survey, which previous board had said in 2019-2020 they wanted that to be 50% of my evaluation on a scale there. And then that 4.5, the Appendix B, board observational data. That's a big, long thing that y'all had to fill out that you didn't really like, but you did it. That was 3.48, which was 0.87. And then 3.39 in the Appendix C on the achievement of board goals and strategic plan. That's another 25%. So you got 50 and 25 for Appendix B, 25 for Appendix C, which would be an overall average score of 3.97. And in 2021, you had a 4.15 times that 50% equals 2.08, excuse me. Appendix B, board observational data, 3.36, which was equal to 0.84, then 25%. And then Appendix C, the achievement of board goals and strategies, 3.18. And that's times 25% is 0.80, with an overall average score for 2020-2021 of 3.72. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Madam Chairman, who's away, but appreciate everybody coming tonight. I would say that we've had some updates, a lot of personnel changes. Madam Chairman, Mr. Chairman, a lot of personnel coming and going as typical, a little bit more this year. We are trying to fill those positions. Principals are working extremely hard. They are on their contract, working in the summer 10 days before or after school and then 10 days before school. And the principals will tell you they are working incredibly hard to fill these vacant positions within our school district. So I sat on interview today, sat on multiple interviews last week on some of these other positions. So these are going very, very hard. I have some good news. We signed an MOU today with DTC in regarding doing some working with our work-based learning program of doing video courses at Kenny County High School. So that's good news. We continue to receive grants. I've never thought I'd see the grants coming in like they are. You do have, I will make that other reminder that you will have some on these grants from the ESSER 3.0 and 2.0, you've got some decisions to make. That Stephanie will be contacting you about particular committee meetings that you are invited to, and your input is needed on 3.0. So 3.0 is huge, got lots and lots of things that have to be done. On a side note, as part of that, at the finance office today, Darlene Witte, her final day in office will be on July 16th. Her replacement is Andrea Alexander. She'll be working with Federal and Food Service, taking Darlene's place. But Darlene will be coming back in and out quite a bit as Andrea gets her feet wet in these federal money. So that is good news from the finance office. So lots of good things happening. The summer has gone rapidly for most of our school personnel, and we're looking forward to coming back to a school year, a normal school year. You probably heard a lot of stuff on the news recently about different things, but right now we'll let you know about new guidelines and things that are happening in regarding to COVID. And hopefully we can continue on with no active cases in Cannon County, or very few cases in Cannon County, but then be prepared to act when and if needed. So we're moving rapidly, folks, and here it is. 2021-22 will be starting in a matter of just, 3 weeks. And so our online registration will be up and running. Ms. Black and I have been working on the transfers. I think transfers are down a little bit, not as many transfers this year as in previous years, going from one elementary school to the other elementary school. So that's going on. She probably has some things for you to sign if you've not already signed that. Online registration, getting close, Lisa, on that?
First of next week.
Okay, so online registration, we're going to roll that out first of next week, so you'll be hearing a lot about that. One other thing that you'll, I think that has been positive is we brought our secretaries in to get our data right and rolling at the beginning of the year. Data is incredibly important that we get it and we get it right. And so the secretaries are knowing that, principals are knowing that. We need to get this done and get it so that we can test our students the second week of school is what I'm proposing to principals in that. I'm meeting with principals on July the 21st, that's next Wednesday, for our district leadership meeting. And we'll be talking with them not only about these policies, but also our numbers and how our numbers are going. Right now, I believe our numbers are going to be up. With folks that are coming from that decided homeschool last year to come back to us this year. So that's a positive. We'll see how those numbers are once we hit registration day. To remind the general public that registration is coming up, and you can look on our website. By the way, we've got a brand new website. I hope you have looked at that, and the general public has seen that. It's another positive that we have in regard to Cannon County Schools. And Mr. Cofer and him have worked diligently on that website. We're still making some changes, particularly some forms that are needing to be changed. They've already been changed and updated. So Brian and his team are working incredibly hard. I did post the technology supervisor of technology position today. I know he's not departing us until January, trying to get a good start on that and get the person so we can get that person here working side by side, Brian, with all the nuances and things that need to be done there. So lots of positive things going on in Cannon County Schools. Already summer school went incredibly well. I didn't hear a single negative comment about our summer programming. First time we had this kind of programming in our summer schools in a very, very, very long time. And so I'll get you a report on that from Emily Hancock, who was the principal of our summer school here at Woodbury Grammar. Heard a lot of good things, saw a lot of good things going into classrooms. They were really, really good. And I would like to say to the board, too, that this year, I think, is going to be a year of significance. And why I say that, I think because as we look at Cannon County Schools, I think what we need to get back to, it's all about kids. And it's all about learning. Every decision we make, every action we take, kids matter. And learning matters in Cannon County. So that's going to be my focus in this upcoming school year as we're starting a new fiscal year in July 1st. So my commitment to this board and commitment to Cannon County Schools from principals and teachers is that learning matters and learning will matter. And we need to get back to not just the business of doing, but getting back to normalcy means that every action we take, every decision that we make should go in regard to kids and that kids matter. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, have anything to say?
No, I'd just like to say thank you to you guys for being patient with me over Zoom. And I look forward to seeing you guys in just a few days. And another big thing for our school, for our children, I'll put it that way, for our children coming up is We Care Cannon. And I just want to remind everybody that that is July 25th, that Sunday afternoon at Woodbury Grammar from 2 to 5.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can, one indulgence, a point of clarification. We've not welcomed our new board member. Sure. I just got a text saying don't forget her. So I'm not going to forget her. She's kind of lonely down there, Chairman Thomas. Down there on this end, on the other side, she's just kind of soaking it all in. So I'd like to welcome a former government student of mine. And I had Carly in class, a wonderful young lady. I think Carly's going to add some really good things as a young person. Not calling everybody old, but I'm old and here. So, but Carly is, I think, going to bring some good things to the board, being a younger person and bringing that. So I'd like to welcome her to the board.
Yes. Appreciate it. No further discussion or items. We'll adjourn.